back, nerds were doom, but the lows be the same. Penny for my thoughts, cause you know I'm tryna change. If I ever took a loss, charge it to the game. Let me see, guys, we don't say.
Check. All I know is, like I said, yo, anybody that can hook me up with a festival ticket, festivals, and none of that gem pop shit, man. Yeah, bro, I went wireless, yeah. And
sorry, define gem pop exactly, because
general population. You know, like not artists backstage. You know when you
I
can't do it anymore. You know, you're trying to get a drink, you have to wait 40 minutes in line. What's it called? You're stuck, you're standing, there's nowhere to sit. You want to get food, you have to wait 15 minutes to get chips. That's overpriced.
And then you see your mates backstage.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then I open Snap, I'll see Simba backstage. I'll see Apple backstage. I'll see Amanda backstage. I say, am I bread?
And then you see
Danny. And you see, you say, oh yeah!
Danny comes out and says, oh, you're not backstage!
Do you know what I'm saying? These are the same people that were like, oh, the scene. Me too, I'm part of the scene. I want to see backstage now.
This guy I went to school with, yeah. You probably know him as well. He's one of the fashion guys, so he just travels everywhere. But yeah, this guy is Julius, actually. Anyway, I met Future like 3 years ago or something. Wow, but not 3 years. Time ago, six, 5 years ago? I was at Longitude, yeah, so I was younger than now anyway, so that's why I was there.
it was still exciting back then.
I went to Longitude the first year and Hozier was headlining. I was like, this is class, man. Yeah, after a while, I was like, I can't be doing
that. But yeah, Future was there, I think, so I was like, okay, cool. So I went to the front and then Julius is backstage. And I'm like, yo, why? He goes, yeah, man, nah, it's wavy, man. It's cool, man.
It's
lit, man. I was like, fuck.
There's always that one friend or that one person that can always talk their way into anywhere.
Bruh,
that guy's confidence is crazy.
Remember that Burna Boy thing last year? Run wrestling with group chat. Oh, you man's are not here.
this guy's such a prick for that shit, man.
Fucking enjoy it. He says, oh, you guys didn't get him right here. While he's there standing next to the fucking poster. Fuck these guys that do that, man.
No, man.
You're telling me after you're there standing next to Burna Boy, you knew you were going. You didn't tell me.
When you found out about it, you didn't say, yo, hit the group chat, like, oh, boys, are you coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
It's 10 minutes after. You know, like, you know, you're there. If we were there, you saw us. Don't ask me if I'm fucking there.
I probably heard about it as well. And to be honest, them ones, I'm prepping, I'm quiet. If I know I'm going to that, I'm like, yeah.
these are the gatekeepers that we're talking about.
After they tell you, I'm sure anybody could have went anyways.
you know them ones. Oh man, if you had told me, I'd have saw it too.
This is stupid.
I hear that too much. I hear that way too much. But yeah, fuck's sake.
Level to the gatekeepers.
There's levels to the gatekeepers.
Like, I only get like one or two plus ones, and there's the ones who have many.
Yeah, that, look. It's all in jest, but yeah, fuck you niggas.
hey, like I said,
it's all love.
I'm ready to carry a camera bag if you need.
It's all love. If you have any tickets, you know, give us.
Bro, what are the festivals? Forbidden Fruit, you know?
Forbidden Fruit, Longitude.
What's called Longitude? I need a little ticket for that.
EP, Electric Picnic.
You can miss me with that one. That's more.
I haven't been EP before. I'd like to go, actually.
Yeah, I dropped it in EP before. Like, this was like pre-pandemic, so 5-6 years
ago. Wait, this one niggas are staying in the tents and shit.
Yeah.
There's one of the old guy I work with. He had a camper van parked close to the place. Yeah, so it's not tents.
Yeah, some people do that.
As a vibe.
No, because I've seen some of the snaps of people that were there. Obviously, jump up people. That were there, bro. Some of those conditions are dire.
Yeah. Especially you think you might get September that it just rains.
Because that happened like last year or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that's a cesspool over there. Niggas are just fucking
not showering
on
as well.
Drugs.
Not showering.
Showering.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
For three days. Nah,
crazy, bro.
I think we're too old to be doing that. I think would you do a Coachella though? Where you can, I think some people go because LA is like so vast, people just go in and out of Coachella. Some people do that. I've seen like, you know, Ella and Tyreek from Love Island last year. They went Coachella on their stories and then they were just going in.
I would do it for like Coachella.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for long.
Yeah, I don't even know who
I'm not doing it for. Like it just wouldn't make sense. Would you think you would enjoy it like Coachella?
If I did a bougie one, like the caravans, and
you know what I mean.
I can go take a nap when all these acts that are playing that I don't give a rat's about. Go back, take a nap, and then come back and enjoy. Like things I can do at my pace. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're just like camping and you just have to, you're on the go consistently. Mm-hmm. Nah, bro.
My only problem with something like that is, you know, when you're young, you go to festivals and concerts and shit, and you're trying to hit the front. I'm not trying to do that shit anymore. Like, but now the stage is so far away. Yeah. I might as well watch it at home on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of these. I think the year that Kanye headlined there, I think
you seen Kanye. I envy you so much for that. That you seen Kanye. I think seen him twice.
I've seen him twice.
Damn.
Yeah, they streamed it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think even Beyonce did it. They streamed it. So somebody asked to stream on YouTube. Yeah, those definitely my best.
Yeah, because I remember, do you guys remember the video of DMX?
Like, when he's performing in front of the world.
Is it Woodstock, isn't
Woodstock,
it?
Woodstock, yeah.
Apparently, that was wild. Apparently, that was wild. Apparently, niggas were, there was a band performing and niggas were on stage fucking.
Oh, mad.
Like,
yeah, the 90s, Woodstock was supposed to be crazy. The 90s must have been a wild time. I am not surprised that like niggas like Harry Weinstein and PDDs are coming out in the, like now. Because these were just like regular niggas on stage fucking at a festival. Now imagine the ones with wealth and power. Yeah, exactly. Where the fuck were they be at in the 90s? The 90s must have been a... Like I was talking before, anybody that comes out and they said Jay-Z was on Madness in the 90s, I believe it.
It's also, I've just brought a case out, but I've heard some madness already. So I'm like, bro.
Yeah, and like even people just mysteriously dying. Just, bro, you know what? Yeah.
Do you know there's some rappers and stuff here that no one talks about that much here? But the thing is with me, I've followed trends and stuff. So there's this guy Shine or something. He sounds like Biggie. I pray that guy got shagged. I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know. But it's called, I don't know. But there's just. All these, no one talks about them, but they're getting shift. Like, so I don't even know.
Even the PDD's house getting raided. I said on Digi.
Houses, apparently. Houses get three raided. Houses.
They said a lot of, part of that probably wasn't about Diddy. It was about powerful people saying that I've participated in those freak outs, saying like, what evidence does he have? Where are his cameras on house? So we're seeing like, Diddy's getting got. So it might have just been like powerful people saying, go destroy any evidence there because I don't know why he has all
shit.
Isn't that just like what's called Harvey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein. So you're in jail and there were guards and he killed himself.
And the cameras died. And the cameras
just happened to... Bro, I have watched too much How to Get Away with Murder. I've watched too much... What's that Olivia Pope show? Scandal. I watched too much Scandal. I watched too much all of this shit to believe that just coincidences, and then all of these things
just happened. Day, we haven't seen the list.
They're in Cuba, bro.
They're chilling with Tupac in that same resort, man.
I like that conspiracy. Like, so if Tupac was alive, why would he not be hiding? He was living like a one in one life. He was one of the best rappers ever. Like he was living a life that why would you hide from this life that you were living? This is great life you're living.
Yeah, but the thing is like, okay, like let's say someone like a Diddy now that the walls are closing in.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, man, top myself in the eyes of the public and go.
Yeah, I hear that. For Diddy, I hear it. I disappear and move to Cuba. But for Pac, this was like peak of his fame and his
After he got shot though, would he come back out again?
I don't think Pac's one makes that much sense. And also, like, it's not like they were still dealing with street beef shit. Unless it was some like other
shit. Yeah, because people were after him. Even before, like, okay, I know people were actually after him.
Yeah, but it's also just, bro, you got shot in Las Vegas on the strip after a Mike Tyson fight. There's no more cameras anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
How do we not get one street camera, an ATM camera, something?
And under 50 Cent, why did he not disappear? This guy was actually being shot. Do you know 50 Cent did bought like a film studio, nearly a million acres, whatever, 950,000 or something acres. And then someone says, he did all of this while still going after all his enemies. This is inspiring. He lived his dreams while being a hater.
He's got a different level of 24 hours, man.
For real.
He has time for everybody. Introduce the pod, yeah?
Yeah, let's go.
And do this quiz for Bounce. Bounce, you ready for the quiz?
Oh, my God.
Let me... Bounce. Advice. Just don't panic.
Nice, calm, calm with you.
You know the answers.
Pressure
gets the people.
What else?
My questions can be answered by a primary school kid. Just letting you know.
My questions are tailored kind of towards you.
Amen.
So let's reduce the pod and see what's going on.
Yeah, actually, questions are actually hard.
I asked Apple what the boiling temperature of water is.
The freezing point.
Oh, sorry, the freezing point. I think point
like two are calm, three are a bit like breezy.
Yeah, but that's what a quiz is supposed to be.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Anyways, we are here. We are Charge.
Bang, bang.
We are the podcast with the highest level of knowledge the culture needs. I'm Daddy J, but you man can call me Jordan, and I'm here with.
You know, it's your girl's favorite voice, Big Dig, Nigga with the Midas Touch.
Come on, who we got here today?
We got Bounce. First name D, last name Piero.
Okay, this is your second appearance in this.
That was a freestyle. I've never
last
said that
time
before.
We were in the church hall. Let's say.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he was there. He's very.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is your second appearance on Charge It. Your first time at Vision Lab.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you weren't there. I remember.
Oh yes, he wasn't there. Yes. Right, you have 5 questions from me and Dij. So 5 from him, 5 from me. You have 2 lifeline. It's ask Dij. If I ask you questions, you can ask Dij. And if Dej asks a question, you can ask me. Right. I don't know Dej's questions. He doesn't know my questions.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Who do you want to go first?
I'll start with you first.
Okay. Question 1. In what county in Ireland can we find the Giant's Causeway?
Galway.
No.
Limerick.
Andrew, you cannot. You just like keep going.
Causeway, Galway, rhyme, innit?
I was never knowing that.
Coming from Balbriggan, which 3 train stations are after Scaries?
Taking train how many times?
Yeah. No, after Scaries.
Russian Lusk. Uh-huh. Don't beat Malahide.
Yes.
Yeah, I almost blacked out for that. This is actually, but I was blacked out for that.
Yeah, because the pressure gets you. You knew it.
Yeah. Well, after Scaries, you're not even thinking about it.
Bro, I once said you was taking the train so much I knew it in Irish. Because now Scary. Which artist features on Travis and Else's Notice Me?
Oh, Manjala, yeah.
Correct.
Easy questions, bro. Make them harder so I don't have to update the thing.
An imaginary number. I squared is equal to what?
I squared.
Yeah.
I squared is equal to, is it 1? I think it's 1. Or is it -1?
You tell me.
Minus I. I think it's minus I or 1.
I squared is equal. You did engineering, didn't
you?
Yeah, so you should know this. I squared is equal to what?
Shit, is minus I or 1? Or I'm probably
my maths.
We are talking about maths.
No. I like that question. Because if I get it wrong, guys, it's fair. But, damn, that's an imaginary numbers, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't know if I say it's a good question, but he hasn't answered.
I don't know, shit.
Imagine, do you not do imaginary numbers?
I think it's 1. I think it's 1. I think it's 1.
It's -1.
-1?
Yeah.
Fuck off!
-1.
Oh, okay, come on, -1. Shit! That makes sense because it's square root of -1. So square root. So
yeah, the square root.
Okay. That's a good question. Shit.
I told you, tailored towards you. 2024 Summer Olympics will be hosted in which
city? Is it back in Athens?
No, it's in Paris.
Oh yeah, it is Paris. Fuck.
So
Paris.
You got 3 out of 5 here. You got your first 3 and the last two got you up. Got you tripped up. You got 2. The Giant's Causeway you didn't get. You said Galway. It's an entry.
So I got 2, yeah.
You got the 3 train stations after Scaries. Oh,
jeez. That was the easy one. Fucking hell. That was good.
If you mix blue and yellow paint, what color do you get?
Blue and yellow. I should know this. It's green, right?
Yes, it is. What's the name of the line that separates the world into the northern and southern hemispheres?
I think I know this one. If you have me as a lifeline, if you want to use it.
I want to say a breezy answer, bro. Bermuda Triangle.
Bounce, don't do this. Use your lifeline.
No.
I think I know this.
Wait. The equatorial.
You've already said the answer, no?
Is it the equatorial hemisphere, innit? No.
It's the equator.
It's the equator?
Yeah.
Oh, that's close. Equator. That's close.
How many sides does a decagon have?
That's a good math.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, it is. That's the thing. Decagon.
Deck. I know this.
How many is a deck? How many?
Use your
lifeline. 10.
Yeah. Who was the first female prime minister of the UK?
All right, lifeline.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher?
Yes, you're right.
I don't know.
Am I going to win this? Hey, I'm going to be a... I believe it's 3, right? Or 4. No, 3.
You've got 2, right?
You got 2 of him, and you've gotten 2 for me.
Yeah, so Margaret Thatcher and the yellow colour. So that's 4.
Okay. No, he's gotten 3 right for me so far, because this is my last one. What's the term of an angle between 90 and 180 degrees?
What's the term of an angle between
90 and 180 degrees? Oh, I know this.
The term for an angle. I should know it, yeah. Be in between, right in between.
Yeah. You did engineering as well.
It's not acute. Is it acute?
Don't look at me for answer.
I think it's acute.
Give me your final answer and leave it at that.
I'm gonna. So I have 2 lifelines here.
No, we have one. You have, I have one. Yeah, I can only answer one for you. And
I think it's acute.
For an answer?
It's not obtuse, obviously, so it's acute, right? Or is it? Fuck.
Don't let him throw you off, man. I don't
acute
know.
Acute angle.
You're wrong. It's acute obtuse. It's obtuse. Acute is less than 90. Obtuse is more than 90.
Finish. I was thinking, I was looking like this, 80, 190, and I was going like that. And I was
What's that, 5 out of 10?
5 out of 10, yeah. You don't need to update the
leaderboard. Hey! So what position am I, though?
You're not on the leaderboard.
I'm not on the leaderboard. Leaderboard is top 4. It's 9776.
I could have gone 6.
Fortune is at 6. Jen and Simi are at 7. And Fiona's at 9.
I could have gone that last one, man.
You should have. To be honest, you should have.
Yeah. But what happens if you got 6? You just put slash bounce.
No. Whoever got there first.
Fair enough. But no, we're doing leaderboard as well for pre-drinks, I remember.
We're leading that.
No, obviously, you got a quiz master at this stage. Yeah.
Speaking of pre-drinks, like we said, it's not that hard. Just ask that question.
Keep focus and answer the questions correctly.
I'm just having fun, man.
You know what? The Bounce was posting throwbacks the other day. I forgot you used to do music.
I say used to.
I have a song with Bounce.
Yeah, song with
Bounce. Jesus Christ.
Bro, I just do.
Somebody play me this Jordan verse.
I was looking for that song for ages, man.
Thank God. I couldn't find it.
Because my verse was the best verse there.
There was someone else.
Innocent was really good.
Yes, I think he had the best verse. Yeah, was Charlie on that song?
Charlie was on it, but I killed Charlie. Anyway.
I don't think.
Destroy Charlie. Innocent was cool for what it was for that time.
And I think Hassan was on that song as well.
Blaze.
Well, I don't think he had the best verse.
Hassan.
I don't think he had the best verse. I think it was okay. Innocent had the best verse.
Sequence was on it as well. Yeah. And,
that's how I used to do music.
Sequence back then.
Like this was like 2008, 2009.
Bro, this was before your college.
Thank God these songs are this. Because Germano was on the pod, and I have a song with Germano as well.
Wait, so Jordan Loki has an EP out there somewhere?
Were you in a? I don't think you were. Were you in the Qatar Boys?
No. I wasn't anything. I just was doing it for fun. I was doing a new podcast. No, it was just good. I remember I did one with Charlie, and because obviously when we went to school at our lockers, Tunde, there was Nigel now. He used to like give us instrumentals, and like James would be rapping, I'll be rapping, Charlie be rapping, and it was like just
who wrote your lyrics?
I did.
You wrote your raps?
Yeah, I did my advice.
I wrote our advice, man.
Like I said, whenever the 10k followers come, quick 10k, you got 16. I'll give a quick 16.
Never do it again. So I think that he was making the drums, and then we'd all be rapping. And I think Charlie and James then at the time, Days Boys, isn't it? You want me to hop on a song with them? So I have a song with them as well. It was good, crack.
I'll just be having fun, man. When I did that, because I remember during COVID, I had time to actually do my graphics properly and just properly focus on it a little bit. And then I was so proud of the song at that time. I don't know why. I was like, yeah, just because when I get proper into my head, I just want to just do music or write something. So that came out. So that was probably going to come again. Definitely.
Are you going to do songs again?
Are
you going to put them out, or are you just going to have them like musicians on your laptop sitting somewhere?
See, that thing is not like they choose to do that, musicians. So they just choose to not release it. It's just there's always other things regarding it anyway. And I get that stuff. But I think first is to have a lot of songs. That's for sure. Because it's nice to have catalog. I'm like, okay. Because the thing is, you can have the songs here, but then the thing is, it's a product. It's really what it's a product. That's a good point. So you're going to really... Can't blame artists for overthinking. Can't blame them for, but you know what I mean? When you put it out, you put it out. I want to have loads of songs first of all, and then after that, then I'll see what I'm feeling like.
I Still Don't Trust You, part two, the second one, the Cole has a verse on it. People are saying, oh, Cole switch sides. And I'm like, not necessarily, because musicians be hoarding music. You have no idea when he laid this verse.
You know the ones.
What happens here.
They laid the verse 3 years ago, and it's coming out.
Because remember that new body song that Nicki did on Kanye's? Mm-hmm. We still never released it, and he might release it.
I don't know the license.
I've heard that verse
so many times,
Nicki, and it hasn't been released.
Never released.
I don't. Nicki doesn't want to.
Yeah. After a while, he was like, you know how Kanye, when he's in album mode, he posts a screenshot. Mm-hmm. He posts a screenshot asking Nicki, can he drop new body? He's like,
fuck off.
You kept this for 3 years. So I just wanted to say that. No, I wanted to highlight that, because people were saying he's switched verses. I'm like, music doesn't work like that. People just record, lay verses, and then sometimes we never hear them.
Which brings it to, I think hip hop media right now is just jarring, bruv.
The beef?
No, I mean, the beef is funny. That's all it is. But the media is jarring. The media is proper jarring now. But I get it, though. I think it's a different era right now with media. So they're putting it on a different way. For example, look at this here. On X, especially, because X is just known to be negative and just violence. Yeah. I remember when Travis did a song with Weeknd and Playboi Carti, I think, on Utopia. I think that song with The Weeknd and I think, not Playboi Carti, and Bad Bunny. So it was a weird mixture, yeah. I know, yeah, I know, but I mean, for anyway, look, yeah. So he put that out, and then I didn't even know about it, but some one of those pages put up on Twitter. It goes, "Wow, this got zero views in. This has 12 views or something in 3 hours. Haha, Travis has fallen off." I'm going to look at that video to be like, "Is this true?" So I go and check it, and I listen to the fucking song for like 30 seconds, and I said, "Fuck off." So like that, because Twitter is just known for negativity. Yeah, so the negative shit you're looking at, and then that's another people like, "Oh yeah, clickbait, clickbait, clickbait." And then, so right now, all this stuff, they're the most AI, all this kind of stuff, throwing it everywhere. So that's what the media is right now. And most
of it's mad. It's academics I trust. Like, I'm waiting for him to. Out of everybody, I'm like, okay, is this real? Is this AI? TMZ, I go to his page, and I'm like, okay, academics hasn't posted anything about this. That means
then it's not true. Exactly.
The thing is that academics is just the. He's just the funk flex of today.
Yeah, nobody, Joe Budden and him are funk flex of today.
Yeah, because it used to be the radio stations. Mm-hmm. We don't listen to radio anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody listens to podcasts and streamers. There's a podcaster and there's a streamer.
Yeah.
I
hear it, yeah.
He might not be the likable person.
Yeah, for real.
It's like, I can't believe it's you that I'm going to, bro, and see if this
can be. And they flourish on Twitter, bro. They flourish on Twitter and TikTok.
This AI thing is ruining the beef for me, man.
Why?
Because every time I hear something, I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me. It's so fucking annoying.
People need to drop it with your chest. If it's your song, like, took Drake a week to own the song. Like, to say that, oh, this is actually, because now you put it on his platform, and it's like, oh, that's actually his song. But I like the way he used AI, though.
Hey, yo, 1.something million views, I mean, streams, though.
On the push-ups already.
Yeah.
I like the way he used AI, because he used it's it Drake, in a, like, in a way to belittle.
As jokes, like.
Yeah, to you can call him nephew.
He's actually hilarious, bro.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, him and Rick Ross beefing was so funny, because they're the most funniest rappers. So them beefing was so funny. I don't know if it's even real, but whatever. But and that song, after Snoop Dogg finishes, he goes, "Yeah, Uncle, that's true." Yeah. Like, shut up.
That's what the beef is going to. Drake is not going to, even, it doesn't matter, like, no, that doesn't matter. Kendrick can come up with something that's lyrically cold, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, hip hop beef in 2024 is more than the bars. It's more, and I know Kendrick fans are gonna try to like come here and tell us what that's what it's about. It's about the bars. This is hip hop, blah. Because the way Drake has trolled him, what's he gonna do now?
Bro, these are the same fans that are saying technically Kendrick is winning because silence is the best answer.
They're trying really hard.
Kendrick fans will say, and like Kendrick fans, I hear it. You don't want to lose to the light skinned Canadian. You don't want to lose to the light
skinned Canadian. See, it's light skinned versus dark skinned right now, bro. So I think any dark skinned that's on Drake's side, you have to be careful, man. guys, I know it's all fun and games. I'm going to different territories now, man. What was I going to say? After when he did that song with Keem, and when he came out, and the way he came out, then the way the fans were analyzing his music. At that time,
yeah,
I was like, we've lost it, because I like, he doesn't give a fuck. Like when he's coming out, he doesn't give a fuck. He wants to like help Keem and stuff like that. That's what he's doing right now, and he still be musical. Like when he had an album, that's cool. When he's with Keem, he's having fun.
Mm.
He's just doing what he's taking a piss, whatever. Drake has been dissing him, so he's gonna throw some jabs at Drake. That's what he's on right now. So his fans just take it to a different level. I'm like, this is why they like Cole for a while, because his fans were annoying me. Mm. Obviously, not you guys. No,
it's actually my goal to be annoying to people. Like, I do it to Arsenal fans. I know they're annoyed, but I want them to be annoyed.
Yeah, but that's because
I want you to feel annoyed.
That's because they're annoying. Arsenal fans are so fucking annoying, man. They just like to chat. They just like to chat.
Well, same with Drake fans. Drake fans are rude, because I am with Drake.
Drake fans are annoying, bro.
I'm on the side.
Dave,
it's not Drake fans, it's you.
Dave! Fuck Dave Smith.
Dave is ruining this for me. Because outside of Dave, nobody else is talking.
I saw when Drake finally released, Dave is tweeting crazy. Like, bro, like it's like they're attacking his family member or his dad or something.
Then he's saying like, I don't understand. Drake is so calculated. And like,
oh, shut up.
And he's like, you're my one over there. Don't switch sides now.
Bro, is he paying you?
I said, we're not switching sides. I asked for bars. He's giving me bars. Yeah. Don't ruin this for me, because if Kendrick comes with a headshot, have no problem saying like, yo.
How is he gonna come? I will put my two feet on that side and be like, we're over here until he's around. So
if Kendrick responds, I'm actually just staying on Kendrick's side. That's the thing. Because like right now I'm enjoying it. I'm like, yeah, Kendrick, go there, Drake respond. Because I like when Drake raps. All these albums on jump, like, guy, relax.
I've always said this. When he raps is when he captures me. And so when so sometimes if I need you to be in beef to give me the rapping Drake. That's what we're gonna do because I don't think Bad Bunny is gonna do hip hop like a pop off with you, innit? Like you're not gonna be pop song with Bad Bunny. Like when it's the bars.
And like I said, it's hard to be Drake. He's funny, he's petty, and he's got money.
And the social, bro, like, good at the social.
And like, he's got the girls as well, man.
Yeah,
like because like I didn't see any girl in this beef until Drake responded. There was no girls posting nothing. Once he responded, girls were there. I was like, what is this, man?
That's what a good point. Even at home, my missus was like, oh, what? Because when Kendrick dropped like that, and I was hyping it. She didn't understand. Like Drake drops a response. She's like, I'll listen to Trisha. They play Drake's push-up. She's like, oh. I've been shouting this out for 2 weeks. About this beef that this is hip-hop is back. Rap is back. But now, how long? It's been 2 weeks now. I remember saying it to Ron. I gave Kendrick 5 working days to respond.
But Drake took
It took 2 weeks.
Oy, he was on tour.
But also.
Kendrick has family matters.
But also, to Ron's point in the group chat, yeah. Because you dropped the gauntlet, you should have some ready.
Yeah,
you should know people are going to come.
Apparently, he's been having something ready.
Then drop, gave us bars. I'm consistent with that. Gave us bars.
What the whispers in the industry is saying is that Kendrick has got an album coming, or he's got a project coming, and he's going to drop it on that. But
I guess it's a good strategy.
Would make sense
because then your streaming's on that album. Because if the last one breaks,
to be honest, let me tell you something. Why he needs to drop an album? Because he's done the, here's from where I'm from, GKMC.
He's done,
people think I'm a preacher now. Let me, not think I'm a preacher, but people see me as a preacher because he's a preacher. So he did that in a crazy way. TBAB was cool, jazz, all that kind of stuff. Then after that, I said, damn. And then in that continue, I think with Mr. Morales. So you've seen everything he can do.
Facets of
album wise, that kind of stuff. So I think
where
now,
from, who I am.
Now he has to do an album dedicated to Drake.
Back and forth for 10, 15 years. Years now, bro.
Yeah, Drake said on Push Up, says that song you guys did not start to beef with us. This shit's been brewing up.
That didn't start.
This has actually been. But how long then? He's on the clock. If he's actually doing a true project, it's clever. Because then we all have to stream the project. But if he isn't, but guy, 2 weeks. You've had 2 weeks now. You dropped the gauntlet. Now you're making us wait 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you drop it on a project, then as Drake, me anyways, the first thing I'm saying back is, oh, so you needed me.
Of course.
You needed a beef for something.
He says on Push Up, I'm the hit maker. I'm the hit maker. Y'all rely on.
You know,
you need me for this to be a hit already.
Yeah, but on a serious note though, Quavo has to shoot Chris Brown.
I know that was crazy, like,
Rob. I told you about
that. He saw he's gonna die, man. He saw he's gonna die.
I told you about. I saw a tweet. Someone saying like, "Yo, this Drake versus Kendrick thing is actually kind of funny." But Pastor Farrakhan needs to speak to Quavo and Chris Brown because someone actually might die over there.
Yeah.
That was a bit serious.
Yeah. No. Like, yo. No. You can't start. You can't start the track with a voice note of me apologizing.
And then, that's real, not here.
I don't think it's AI, no. Then you say that I will subside you courtside. I want to fuck you up. I didn't want to fuck the money up, so I let you slide. You said you were going to chat all this nonsense. You ain't about that. You said you fucked my ex. Cool. I fucked your ex while you're with her. Your cousin or uncle or nephew, whoever he is, died. It should have been you. You have to shoot him.
So we respected it, but we wish you died.
They actually fight a person as well before, apparently. And then
but Chris Brown has fought.
No, but what's called? Did you see they were doing the celebrity basketball thing?
Yeah.
And Chris Brown kept saying, Quavo, get your bitch ass out here, man. Next year, Quavo, get your bitch ass out here.
God.
So, this is another beef that's been brewing for a minute
I think, like, everybody said it on Twitter, and I was like, "Can't William spoke with Chess?" It just everybody don't feel like they can just come and speak to everybody with Chess now. Everybody's like, "Let's be open and honest about who we really hate in this thing."
I think America has reached the stage that Ireland has reached. They're just like, "Okay, we've been doing this for a while now. Fuck off."
Everyone's sick of everyone's shit.
That's it. He was getting the accolades. All that kind of like, "Okay, listen, yeah."
I 100% hear that because everybody was just like, because for a while it was like two legends can coexist, we can work together, we can collaborate. Drake, let's do joint album with Future, we can grow together. You have your audience, I have my audience, let's grow. Now it's kind of back to like, yeah, no, fuck that side. Fuck that side. We don't need to even.
That's what I really think. Obviously.
So what are you going to say?
What's called? What if they were just saying, you know, fuck it, let's make some quick bucks.
Yes, I know, for sure. No, for sure. 100%.
I heard that conspiracy.
100%.
100%. Did you hear Joe Budden said that this is the industry's way to test AI?
See,
I heard that, like, because AI coming into music, you know, like, how they use Snoop and Tupac. He basically has a feature with Snoop and Tupac on a song. Like, it's like in a way. Mm-hmm. So there's the conspiracy, like Joe Budden was saying that maybe this is the industry's way to kind of see how AI works in the market before they fully introduce it and start making songs with
it. Yeah, because apparently back in, back in like 2020 or something like that, there was a fully AI artist that they had out. But yeah, apparently his raps were just
Everyone saw that
killing
AI.
This and it was AI. But whatever. But but actually imagine if you could have, you can make an upcoming artist and just essentially just pay a ghostwriter and pay the thing. And then remember they also had the holograms as well.
Yeah.
But if you get it like that, you got to pay the ghostwriter and maybe like a couple of people here and there, and you just let the hologram.
If you're Snoop, Snoop's still alive. Puck, like he's passed, you can probably use his voice and there's no real implication of what's going to come. But if you're Snoop and someone's using your voice as a feature, like you have an upcoming artist, they can't get Snoop to write a feature. You use ChatGPT to do a Snoop-like verse and with a Snoop AI and you put this upcoming artist. That might create a bit of buzz because now you have a Snoop future, technically.
You gotta give
Snoop some Ekoda. Well, you gotta give him money.
Snoop is sending a cease and desist immediately.
Yeah.
I am taking every penny you make from this song and I'm making you take it down.
Yeah. Maybe you can do it with a live artist, but like say Whitney Houston. Like, what's the... Where does it go? Like, who then will...
Her trust or
estate. Yeah, who will be in charge of this? Like, who monitors this industry? If you're going to start using AI for music, particularly artists that have passed away,
it's her estate, because what's called... There's one artist that they always say is ruthless when it comes to... Who the fuck is it? There's one artist that's passed away or whatever, but the people that own his music...
Yeah.
If you start... mess around with some chords, they'll come and take that shit instantly. Marvin Gaye, fuck around with his shit. They will come with the quickest and take
that's
it.
That's a move.
That's fair. Because this opens up a new industry. Like it's an innovation in the industry. Like I'm not saying that what Budden is saying is right.
So I'm thinking the angle will be like charge you for your voice. Yeah. You can charge for your voice now.
Basically. It's like see how Drake has a Tupac and a Snoop Dogg feature. Because it's Drake, Snoop might not be like too fussed about it. It's like, it's kind of funny. It's in the beef. Calm. But now you have an open coming artist and you want to push them. Like say, for example, Slymo signs Jordan. And you say, okay, we can push Jordan. But to push Jordan, we need Travis and Nels on the song. But you can't, Travis and Nels don't want to do the song. But then you'll be like, oh, let's use this AI. Let's use the AI of them. Push it with this open coming artist. People in Ireland hear it to be like, oh, wait, that Jordan guy has a feature with them boys. Now you've found a way to get, to use their clout essentially without using them to push your artist.
But it would not just be the same. Would it not just be the, following the same thing as like, you know, when like I know Fortnite has a bunch of like, I'm Call of Duty has Nicki Minaj in it right now.
Yeah.
Like 21 Savage, all that kind of shit. It's essentially just using somebody's likeness.
Yeah.
So we're not falling under that same contract law and all that kind of shit of like, you have to pay me for my likeness because at the end of the day, my voice is mine as well.
They'll have to iron out the kinks essentially, but it is a new way that it's an innovation in the industry. Like AI is going
to
change.
I don't think the artist will ever be okay with that.
Yeah, but to be honest,
the industry will try to.
Let's be completely honest. The artists have been the bottom of the food chain for a long time.
Mm.
They're really just pawns in the whole thing, if we're being honest. That's why what's called Taylor Swift had to go re-record all of her music so she can get her own masters off of it.
Mm.
Like the artists don't really get anything.
And to your point, maybe it's not the artists now, but it might be a thing then the more this develops, like open coming artists, they might make them sign a deal that your likeness or your AI can be used and you can, like, artists have been fucked over with bad contracts.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
This might be a new way to fuck up. Like, this might be like, you might discover the next Drake and you make him sign a contract saying that, like, oh, yeah, we now have the rights to your voice on our AI machine forever. And he's a hungry artist. He doesn't know this. He's just like, you know what? I got a deal. He's signing this deal. Like, 10 years later, he's as big as Drake, but his voice is still being used to push other artists, and he's kind of like, I didn't like the but I said, well, you signed on a deal here that we can. It might not work for artists of right now who are like obviously Drake and J. Cole and Kendrick, but the open comer, we don't know what their contracts are going to look like, especially with AI being part of the industry.
Because if you take
well, all the comments is that's not me on Twitter,
but
the song bangs, who cares?
Do you get
that's
what
the
mean?
Era we live in.
What if the artist that they're like, whoa, that's the guy he's on, if that guy says that's not me.
But how many?
But then again, maybe the contractor they might say that.
How many of them really care? And like, look at maybe not so much rappers, but singers where Beyonce is essentially, it's her voice that's being used. Her voice and her likeness is what's being used. You get what I'm saying? She's not writing all of her music. She's got a bunch of writers. She's got all of this kind of situation. So it's kind of like, we can keep this shit pushing. You can sit down. What's called? We get this person to write it. We get this person to record a reference. We get the AI to make it your voice. And then we'll get a hologram to go perform it around the world. Do I really need you?
Obviously, this is all conspiracy. We'll see how it's being used, but I can just... The way Drake used it was so clever. Like, that's the first time I've actually seen AI being used in a way I'm like, oh, that's actually smart. Like, I know the Kendrick this was AI initially, but, and I've heard those, but the way he used it is like, oh, he used, like, to your point, he says, okay, yes, yes, uncle. I'm like, oh, he used Snoop Dogg to speak to him as a nephew. Now he's referring to, calling back the Snoop. I was like, oh, the way he used it.
There's definitely actually a lot of prospects for it, but not onto the extreme side of, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, the artist, it's the artist that you're copying or whatever. Like, that might be a bit. Might be a bit too much right now. Maybe down the line. Mm. But I think definitely for voice alterations, for sure. If the artist, the main artist, let's say Beyonce, like, here's our voice being chopped with some kind of other lyrics and that kind of stuff. And then it's signed in a contract that's okay to be used and okay, it's okay to be used. But it's not Beyonce, but it sounds good because it's Beyonce's voice.
Yeah, you get me?
And people are familiar with Beyonce's voice. So definitely... Yeah, there's a market for it. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
It even gets to your point, to Marvin Gaye's one, people actually have things in place to stop it from being used. You get more techie if the artists have passed away and that's an open... who's going to really monitor that? Who's going to police?
No, I'd police it because imagine if it was like your family member or someone that's died and like or something crazy happened and you're seeing your family member just being... AI'd.
But what rights do you have to do your family member's voice if they have a contract with Universal?
I hear that. But like at the end of the day, once again, in this whole thing, like the artists are essentially the slaves of the industry.
Yeah.
But you know what though?
Yeah. Kind of rappy though. Real rappers back.
Look, man, it's always needed. But like I said, bruv, Quavo. I don't know if Quavo's got what it takes. But you have to fight him.
I didn't even know. I knew they didn't like each other, but I didn't. I wasn't expecting to wake up to.
I think they've had the same exes twice, haven't they? Of course they'll fight, man.
You gotta fight somebody.
Yeah. To that point, the industry, there's probably the same 1,000 women that they just.
I even think 1,000 is too much.
Do you know that one? It's like probably like 500.
Maybe 200, maybe 150.
Because you're looking at Amber Rose, like you were with Kanye, yeah, we were with Khalifa, and you were with Trinidad Savage. Is it no? Like, what's going on? There's probably bare Amber Roses in LA, but she's got 3 rappers on her CV.
Also, you know, sometimes you just chuck those things up to you, like vicinity. Yeah. We're all at the same parties.
Yeah.
It's just like when we're all in school, at a certain point, there was a good bit of crossover.
Oh, yeah. That's what they always say.
That nigga's weird, man.
They say Ireland is an incest of festival or something. It's crossover. But in any industry, any place where. Yeah. What is 1.5 population of black people?
Yeah, we checked that actually. I think before the cameras came. 1.5% black people in Ireland. Republic of Ireland anyway.
Not
a chance. If there was 1.5 million of us here, things would look a little different. Maybe we'll have to talk about the scene every week.
Speaking of the scene, but not the scene. Not the scene. You do Slight Motif. I don't know the genesis of Slight Motif. How did that come about?
We did a fashion show. The second one was a fashion show, but the first one we did was we did an event in college in a chapel, and we brought musicians together. We just tried to bring everything arts together and make it African. We did that and it was really cool. And then that's where we met Jafaris. That's where we met Unique, NC Grey at the time. Who else? My guy from London, Alo. Not from London. He's Nigerian now, but it was in London at the time. So we did that and it was a beautiful time. That was really good. And then after we just said, let's just keep that going because there's a lot of nice artists, dope artists in the country, but there's no like platform for them. Like if people actually saw this, they'll actually maybe like, okay, there's something going on here. You know what I mean? Let's support these guys. You know what I mean? So just basically a media page, but we didn't want to just be obvious about it and say like, oh, like this is for Ireland or whatever, that kind of stuff. We just wanted to make it its own brand because when it's its own brand, then we can really capture everything. So lifestyle, music, fashion, all that kind of stuff because that's what Afrojam started off being anyway. And that's the concept that we like seeing cool, nice things, especially in a place like here. Do you get me? So that's where that started. And then the name had to be like, you know, yeah, it's a name, Slight Motif, because, yeah. it makes sense because like the meaning is a recurring pattern. So and then there's a lot of other that sticks to it. But so yeah, that's how it started. And then it was like five guys initially. But yeah, it's the thing is, yeah, it's been growing in different ways because there are times that me personally, there are times like I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna take a break or I wanna like chill out from it. But there's a demand for it from it weirdly. And I like that because that means there's actually, you know, people want they want to see something that's going on here, which makes sense. Like, did you get me? So yeah, so I always try to go back to like this main reason why we started it, which is yeah, to promote lifestyle basically in the country. And push it outside the country as well, because nothing will resonate here until it's cultivated outside. So yeah, that's actually what it
how
is.
How long ago was this? Like nearly 7-8 years ago?
Yeah, it's coming to 7 years. November this year is gonna be 7 years. We started with a magazine. We still love to do a magazine again, obviously, but we started with like how many magazines, bro? I think we're in 9 magazines. No. I think we have the most out of all the magazines, and I think we have. We just rushed it. We just did it with it. We just kept doing it. If not the most, but we're like in par with a lot of like magazines in the country anyway. But we've had like 8. I want to try and get to 10 before I'm saying I'm done with magazine. I was trying to get to 10 before I said I was done with magazines, something else, because media is changing. Like we just talked about that. Media is changing properly, like, yeah, a lot these days anyway. So to take time to do a magazine is not as easy anymore. So, yeah. But like, I'd love to get to 10 magazines too, 10 issues. Yeah.
Hey, yo, I was part of the magazines.
I remember.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. I remember seeing them ages ago. I remember seeing the magazine. I was like, obviously, we used to be on the training together, and then I'll be hearing you and the boys spitballing ideas. And I'm like, yeah, it's really cool because we didn't have like a media space, and that's what probably why there's still a hunger for it, because we have very small amount of places that people go to promote their brands or speak about their brands or
yeah.
Their brands are highlighted. One of the cool things that I think you guys do is the freestyle things. What's it called?
Yeah,
the
sure.
Ciphers.
Oh, yeah. Bro, that was code. First year. We're like that's this thing here, because I think we set up exactly what we would like to do with this. Like, we're like, okay, yeah. At the point we said our award show, that didn't really happen, but we were close to having that.
Are you still gonna go for an award show?
I mean, if it comes.
Whatever you do, they'll cook you. I know. Whatever. If you put it up to the public, if you decide to put it yourself, they'll just tell you picked your friends.
I know.
It doesn't matter what you do. So don't be scared to do it because of public opinion, because you're getting killed.
Yeah.
I'll join them as well. I'll receive
everything. That's all I know.
I think right now, if I was going to do it, it's definitely going to be a big collaboration, though. Like, ensure that a lot of bodies are... But I think I know the bodies that I'll need to ask for certain things, for sure. Like, and yeah, I know that. But yeah, that's all the ideas we had. Anyway, we had an award show, and then we also had the cipher as well. And well, that was me anyway. I was like, I want to do this fucking cipher. Mm-hmm. And I had that the whole line of concept as well from time. Back then, the first artists I had were Kojak, Jafaris, Evans Jr., Andre Fazaz, Mango Dazu. Those were the first guys I had back then. I was hitting on Mango like time ago about it. You should ask him about it. He goes, yeah, it's done, yeah. I think Andre, obviously, Andre always was just like, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, great talent, boss.
I think, Jafaris said, Jafaris said Cyphers was not his thing, which I brought up with him recently. He said Cyphers was not his thing because it was in Gladys Cypher, yeah. But it goes, oh, they even begged him as well properly. So I was like, okay, fair. But GLO straight away said, nah, doing Cyphers. But who else? Everyone else was calm though. Kojak, bro, that guy busy or just different or just shy or something. I don't know. But yeah, because I saw him at a, I went to college with one of his boys that runs his management, basically. He's Soft Boy Records. And they were out at a party and stuff. And then he was there. I didn't know who this guy was back then. I just saw this guy that said he raps. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I do this page, by the way. I showed him. I was going to the Maquet and everything on there. I was like, yeah. It was like, yeah, cool. And then, yeah. But then later, I seen this guy is big and he's, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was just trying to get him. I was able to get him. And, so I like to get that guy on a feature or something, man. If I go, it would be nice. But yeah, that was one of the names I got for the cipher as well. Fuck that.
Yeah, man.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me.
Go to ChatGPT. Put Jack like verse.
Put all of his legs. Write something like that.
Write something like this.
Put his album. I'd get a hologram as well for him to be on the cipher, maybe.
The music industry is changing. But I think the way you do it, I do the established names, calm, fair enough. They should definitely do a cypher. But I think established names, you do a name with like more established, like you're saying, like Jafaris, yeah. JLOL. The way you do it, like you introduce me to maybe artists that I would preview to. I try my best more to pay attention. And sometimes I do see artists, but I don't hear their music. I see their content for like, I think you had Celine on. I've seen Celine on GTG and I know she does music and I know she was on Godi's podcast with Young Ace, but I've never listened to her music.
That's the thing. I brought up with you or the last one time. I said, I think with musicians, it's all cool to get them on, to have them talking and stuff, but don't forget to showcase their fucking work.
Yeah.
Because there's this TikTok thing that obviously the engagement, say the maddest thing, cool. And then it takes it to your music. That's all cool and everything, but maybe we want to hear the music. Do you get me? So I wanted to make sure that was like essential that showcase these lot the first time I think when we started, those were the artists that I feel like, I mean, Kojak was still growing back then, it was bigger, never mind. Back then it was kind of a mix though, because like they were still popping, but they weren't as popping as much, so I was like, but now it's showcase artists for sure. Even because the first one I was trying to do that thing to get the established ones, but I think all the ones that were like that actually wanted it as well, it came. And it was good. The second one too was good as well. So it's more about showcasing the new guys coming up anyway.
And Simba was in his first appearance here. He says he's trying to get some more established one in Simba's then, and they went about.
But once again, lose situation, bro.
Yeah,
You're in a cypher with someone that no one really knows. Yeah. Your verse isn't really the hardest.
They eventually calm down because I feel like which is what I'm noticing even with the bigger artists as well. They are not. Which is fair. They're not relying on certified media pages anymore. They just go to the ones that's certified online, certified in other ways, or like, you know what I mean? That get to the youth more, basically. Do you get what I mean? So eventually, like when they're done with the RTEs, they'll eventually relax. They'll relax eventually. Bro, there's one big artist that was just not giving us the attention for a while. Then eventually they were, I would say begging, but they were begging for a feature.
Gagging for
And then I was like, all right, man. You want to put them on because they are big. You get me? So it's like,
I know you when someone spins a block, when you're asking them, they're kind of like, say, they're.
I've become very like, what's it called? Like indifferent to a lot of things. Just indifferent to it, because I'm just like, if I was your shoes, I'd probably be the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, it is what it is, but just don't take me for a dickhead. That's just all it is. Yeah.
I go by, you don't have to respect me, but there's no way I'm going to let you disrespect me.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to give me attention, you're going to reply to me, but that's fine, that's calm. But then...
I'll bring it up, but...
So when you see here, like, yo, bro, you've aired me this many times and you're finally on the pod. Actually, the one that, like... Obviously, you do cyphers, the Afrobeat one, because of something different. Shout out Charlie. He absolutely killed
Charlie's
that one.
Cold.
Yeah, he killed. He's dropping more.
But like, again, I'm be realistic, obviously. And we have to be realistic. You know what I mean? We have to look at life. And then look at things that we enjoy, things that we want to put out. But he's putting out songs. Obviously, he's getting married soon. He's putting out songs anyway. And I'm trying to help him put that stuff out. Because like, me personally, I'm trying to market things I actually enjoy doing. So I'm like trimming out a lot of things that would be nice, but do I like it? Do you know what I mean? So right now I'm working more with DJing and also like trying to manage people like properly, because manage is a big word.
Yeah, to try to help people out.
Yeah, like the people that actually, you know what I mean? It's Charlie, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that was what I'm more focused on now. So yeah, he's dropping music and it's good, man. He's sick, like.
You know what he comes across as? You come across as the guy that the jack of all trades.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, like legit. This guy has done music. He's done graphics. He's done the what's called the slight motive stuff, like producing. He's got podcast. He wants to be event promoter. Bro, the list goes on.
what is it that you actually enjoy doing? Sinking your teeth into which part of it?
Getting people together and. Everyone having a good time.
Because sometimes you just do, I'm doing a free event here. Everybody pull up today.
If I can do it, I'll do it. Because, guys, it's a cost of living crisis, man. If, genuinely, I'm actually, I believe I'm 40 people. Like, no, I am 40 people, like, you get me? So, what's that? Yeah, that's just generally what it is. And if I could give a free party, I'd give a free party. But the thing is, I don't know, the business side of things, I didn't do business in it. But the business side of things, like, you know, if I was like more sharper with that, then probably it'd be nice. But I like to get people together first, man. That's the first thing I like doing. Like deadass. Yeah.
Is there a verse you heard on one of those cyphers that you were like, in the moment you're hearing it, you're like blown away dead? And you probably hear so much. Like,
what was that guy's name?
Tubin. Who?
Tubin.
I don't think I heard.
So it came, so the one with Celine. So yes, they were sitting there with Smiles. After yes. Smiles, the guy after Smiles.
Oh, Tubin. Yes.
Where is he from? He's from Dundalk, I think. He said this, it resonates to me. He goes, it's been a while since I sat down. When he said that, I said, yeah.
He said, I can feel this. Yeah. Then when it's like, where are you? Like, what's going on? When life is good and I was working like...
Yeah, working on the weekend.
Like usual. I said, bro, he's speaking to me.
This sermon is written for me.
You know when people go like, oh, I went to church and the sermon really touched me?
Yeah.
That was it for me.
And then there's the pre-string podcast that you do on Slide Motif.
Yeah.
Why did you get that crew together? Like, okay. What did you pick them for?
That's a very good question. Okay. That's a good question. But, here's what it was. Yeah, we got a space. We got that space. Applied for it. It was after, which, do you see that charge it to the games? That charge it section? You still do that, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
I'm going to say what I'm about to say now. Not with the pre-drinks.
You can say now, why are you charging to the game?
Okay, so I'm charging to the game. There's an event I did once COVID was over that was not God, man, I think you guys were at that. I did not like that event, bro. Oh my God. Because I was trying to do so many things. It came after COVID, and this is where my jack of all trades came in, because I was trying to do so many things at once. Didn't communicate with too many people, which was like, it was fine. It was all cool. But if I just let it happen for what it was, it would have been fine. But I was thinking about too much, the performances, all that kind of stuff. And I was just trying to do too much with it. So I don't think it went too well. After that, like, look, I was wanting a lot of any event tickets. So I'll charge that to the game. But then after that, no, during that, I was applying for like a studio space, and I got it. So I was like we got studio space for free, like. So that was dope, and we still have it. Obviously, we're gonna be gone soon, but we got that. And then we had to be using that studio space for like content, obviously. So yeah, the pre-drinks spot and came from that. And Tolu was already chatting to me time ago about all good.
Yeah.
Tolu was already chatting to me time ago about like we just wanted to help out with stuff, obviously. I was like, okay, there's this pod. And I was like, yeah, love to do it. So Lou was there. Cynthia, I was like, yeah. I think for time, every day she throws ideas at me. Like, she wants to just do things. She has like, a bit like me as well, just like wants to do bare things. And so, what's it? Yeah, just like, yeah, do you want to do this? I was like, yeah, come. And then Kelly does a radio station. So I was like, yeah, perfect. And then Bibs, I just wanted another fourth person. I wanted a fourth person just to bring opinionated as well, like a guy that's opinionated, because I know Tolu isn't, but I needed a guy that was opinionated. That word is so hard to say. So Bibs at the start, but then Bibs went through a whole transformation now. I don't know if you've seen it, he's gone through a whole, so he had to. I knew he was going through that during the whole thing, I didn't know it was, but yeah, he obviously stopped the podcast, I think, after like two episodes or three episodes, I can't remember, but it was still up now with like other stuff, but. I wish people just told me things sometimes. Like if they, but then again, he probably did not say it back then. But then recently, like he put it online, and then I said, "Oh shit!" And then he obviously like we talked about it afterwards. So he pulled out. So yeah, it was just three of them. So the thing was all changing as a process. So look, it's a pod. Mm. Now this thing goes. So obviously, if there's other things to do, because the guys are still there as well. Cynthia is still there. Tolu's still there as well. Like so, and we like do other stuff, but. I think with the pod, yeah, a bit of a break from it was needed as well. I also realized something, yeah. Dongo and who else? I don't know. They do their stuff. He does his stuff with Seasons.
Yeah.
That's genius, bro.
Yeah.
Seasons. Let's be real.
Yeah. Like I was saying it. That's why sometimes I'm like, if I take a break now, if you guys will come back and see me. If I want to do it. Because on a weekly thing it is, we guys were even doing bi-weekly at the time.
Bi-weekly was working, to be honest. Yeah. But for me personally, it was, I don't know. Like, I think they were all right. What's it called? Yeah, not they were calm to keep going, but they weren't calm to keep going at the same time. Because like, they liked it, but like, they just admit that real life is also there as well at the same time. And same with me as well.
Because of Oscar, like we always say, this is the easiest part of it. Like sitting down, having a conversation, chatting.
Yeah. Bro, this
is easy. Everybody likes this part. Yeah. This is the part everybody sees, but it's the part after of like having to edit,
plan, recordings. And I like, And we're only doing the pod side of it. So having a whole slight motif, which let's just call it media outlet, essentially, is what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. So trying to like run events, do ciphers. Because when you do a cipher, I'm like, how did you manage to organize six or seven artists to have the exact same free slot all at once?
And to even, like, to even show up on time.
On time, and then to actually
which
do...
Which is why that for the second one, I was so impressed, bro. Because around that, last year, I was on the brink of just like allowing everything and just taking a break. It was coming to that. But that second cipher actually went so smoothly.
Yeah.
Went so smoothly. I was ready for something. It went smoothly.
I think artists are also learning how to be professionals. Rather than just artists, that like, I use the analogy like I watch football and say there's a lot of young players who are really good at the sport of football, but they don't know how to be professional footballers. Yet.
Yeah.
So sometimes that comes to people, and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it's the same with artists. Some artists just want to rap or do music, but then they have to learn that like, no, this is the business side of it. I also have to be professional. So there, you see them trying to apply it into like, oh, let me be on cipher time. A lot of times we've had artists here even recording. They would show up on time and they would be like, yeah, you told me this time. And they're here, they're watching
their
setup.
They've been here 10 minutes late. Yeah, they're watching their
setup. Yes, I think they are taking account that part of like, this is a smaller platform, or what RTE might call one day. And I have to have that energy now. So by the time I am, the professional.
Exactly, not for real. Now, the second one was good. The first one was a. Bro, the plan was 15, which is happened the second one. There was 15 hours the second one. The plan was 15 artists in the second one, the first one. And seven didn't show up. Only eight showed up.
Are you doing this on the same day? Like 15 artists on the same day?
Which is kind of mad. I was trying to, I remember Laulu.
To align 15 schedules. It's not easy.
Bro, trying to align two.
Laulu, it's not easy, like 15.
Laulu gave me this, told me I should get, he said I should keep doing it because he liked it, the cypher. I think the first time I did
it. You should like
a cypher? Yeah, it was Snowden.
Oh, yeah.
I just called him Snowden because I'm Laulu. But because when I called him his government name, at one of our events, he was like, I called him my government. but I remember he was like, I should keep doing the cypher. And I was like, bro, once a year.
Yeah.
And then he now goes like, ah, nah, man, keep doing it. I'm like, wait, good, get next. And I was like, yeah, I would like to get the AV 1992 guys. This was back there, though. They're young. They're still dropping.
Cold them, but they probably can be in the same
room. So that was this what he said. He goes, do one. He won't do one.
Yeah, that's actually good.
Goes on a different day, and I was like, I mean, yeah, cool.
Because they could chop it up to be like officer, and then AV, and then
Oh no, I wanted to put them in the same group. Fuck that.
Okay.
They'll all be in the same group. I'll do like two, not drill, because they're trying to stay away from drill now. I've noticed a lot of them are trying to stay away from drill. So. I'll just have to be hip hop, and then I'll just do two groups for hip hop. That's what I do. I do a more eclectic one. I think not eclectic. That's not the word to use. But the Barringan guys, and even the Santana boys, maybe if I'll give them some time, and then I guess some guys from the AV9 crew as well, put them in one group, and then I put like maybe some of the Blanchards or whatever, and then put A92. Maybe that's what I'll do. But I don't even know what the story is with that now, to be honest.
Even that, do we really have like an influx of new artists like more than once a year to be like,
maybe they are.
They always come up.
We're just not aware of them.
Yeah, and they throw them a slime on his face all the time, so I always see that.
have any of them tried to rap for you on the night out yet? Hey, that bounce.
Slime on Tiff. I pass for you.
There's actually one guy that his energy is too much, bro. Oh my god!
You tell him cool down.
You know what's relaxed.
I see him moving now, though, so I'm just watching. That's the thing. I'm like, everyone's watching you, like, so just you don't have to say anything. Which is why we see the gliders here. Mm-hmm. It was time ago. It was verified. It was with Hamid. He was rapping with Hamid, and I remember it was performing at 22. And I've never seen this guy approach me ever. Like he's always been there. And when he's chatting, we're chatting. But this guy was just performing, is like, you know, doing his thing. And then after, I was like, yo, bro, you never, like, I read you because never reach out. And he goes, yeah, man, I have to reach out, man. The work is going to show for itself. So this guy has been on, like, smoke since then. And then now, I'm just gas for him. Like, because, everything is working out.
Yeah. And you have an event coming up soon?
I've got an event coming. Yeah, let's talk about that. So on the 27th of April, we're leaving our current studio. So this is basically a last tour.
So this will be this Saturday.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. Actually, no, first of all, this is dropping Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
So I have a panel discussion. Where before the cameras came in, me and the lads were talking about building income as a musician and stuff like that. And just keeping everybody like satisfied with putting your work out. So I have a panel discussion on that. We've got Selavie, Alicia Ray,
and Salome as a panelist, and I'm hosting. So it was the first music contact in the studio for Charm Row, all of that. And then on Saturday, we have an event. It's the last we're leaving the studio in May. So yeah, it's just the last time we can probably party. Maybe, I don't know, we might be back in there. I don't know. We don't know what the story is. But it's the last hurrah. So it's myself DJing. Uzumaki is DJing, he's been here as well.
Yeah.
And Raji is DJing as well. A long time no Raji. Hennessy, free Hennessy. Tickets are like 10 quid. Well, 11 on the Eventbrite because he's do the extra charge and the shit. But you get a free drink with it. So I pull up, you get me?
What's going on? Got some questions for you boys.
Go talk to me.
Some would you rathers.
Oh, yes. We gotta have some fun now.
Good. What's going on? Would you rather be the ugliest person in the world or the smelliest person in the world?
Ugliest. Because as a man, it doesn't matter.
Facts.
Yeah. If I work on other things, I can work around it. If I get my money up, if I do the Andrew Tate, get your money up.
As a man, it doesn't matter. For sure, ugly. Yeah. What's going on? Would you rather all your messages exposed or your pictures exposed?
Messages.
Hold on.
You can have my pictures, man.
Yeah, best. I don't really say anything about the messages anymore.
Yeah, ever, like your whole
ever,
lifetime.
Full stop.
Oh, ever.
Ever.
Right. Like, wait, so every single message.
But guys, because I'm married now. There's not in there.
Oh, no.
I thought you meant like now.
Right now, definitely messages.
Yeah, right now, definitely messages. Ever. Oh, it's still messages.
Ever, I can handle pictures, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just close my eyes.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Ever messages. What are you thinking?
Forever, I can just do it because like messages are actually. Then again,
no. Oh, messages are seen like me in the heat of arguments.
Fam, or even you trying to shoot your shot at 12.
So even the ones deleted and everything, they'll come out somewhere.
Every single message that you've ever.
Okay,
sent.
You know, let's put it this way: every message and every picture in the last 10 years.
That's basically when we had iPhones. I thought he did something. We got iPhones really, in the last 10 years.
Maybe you were wilding 15 years ago.
That's 10 years of 2014. Was it uni yet?
But I don't know, man. I actually don't know which one I'm picking because I'm thinking like there's bad in both areas. I don't even know.
Yeah, but maybe pictures. Because pictures, like my pictures.
Yes. Yeah. Every picture you've taken or received.
Over the last received.
Taken and received.
You're crazy.
Because I know you.
Wait, picture received as well.
Yeah, every picture that has been in your.
Okay, phone. In that case, then message. Because then pictures then.
Because now you have to think about what the group chat has sent as well.
Okay. Oh, God.
Then pictures then, that situation. Okay, balance out.
You know what? Pictures, because let's all drown.
Let's all drown. Exactly. Pictures then.
Let's all drown in this. Everybody.
What's called? This one isn't for you. Uh-huh. Actually, no, it is for you as well. Yeah. I have a child right now.
Yeah.
Or never have another child. Or never have a child.
Have a child right now.
Yeah, you bang a second one.
I'm banging some because really, I heard this in GTG. Yeah? For me to have a child, all I gotta do is one orgasm. Like the toll isn't really on me for 9 months. It's selfishly.
I think
have another child.
Right so now. Wait,
have a child right now?
If you wait,
or never have a child again.
I'm thinking about. I mean, I'd love to have a kid. To be honest, what am I talking about?
Yeah, have a child right now.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah, I'll take the kid.
Previous question. Pictures of... Previous, you didn't answer anything.
That's true.
Pictures of thing.
Yeah, I'll take the messages.
The messages, not the pictures.
Because you know what? Yeah. Who's going to beat me?
That's good. To be fair.
So the message is out.
Yeah, I'll take a message. Oh, wait. Wait.
No, I mean...
Every message is sent and received for the last 15... For the last, what was it, decade?
10 years.
Basically, what we
honestly, you know what? Either way, I'm fucked.
That's what I mean.
Either way, you're absolutely fucked. Take my messages, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a morbid one. Die in 5 minutes or live forever?
Oh, God.
Because for me, take me, brother.
Live forever. That means you'll be like that guy in Invincible. You just gotta watch your generations after generations die and die. At what point do you just become? You probably become numb to it. To be fair,
you have to.
Yeah, you become. No. You just.
I know. Am I aging as well? And I reach like 105, and I just stay 105.
Yeah. When does the aging process stop? Because I still gotta be.
Let's say 33.
Ooh.
So whatever I look so like
you,
in 3 years,
you got time to get that six pack, and it will be with you forever.
Forever. So in 3 years, whatever I look like in 3 years.
In 3 years, that's
my look.
That's you for
life. Air transplant, everything.
That's you for life, brother.
Live forever.
Wait.
Swear, fuck that.
I don't want revelations to happen and I'm here, bro.
But also then, that means work forever. Like, oh, yeah. You gotta make a living. You're just not living, you know?
Hey, no,
just,
no.
I mean, but you have wisdom to know how the game works.
If you get to 100 and you're still broke, it's on you. It's on you.
You know how the game works at that time, and then you just...
Yeah, but you know how the game works previously. The life is always changing.
Bro.
But if you can't die, bro, I'll fuck some shit
up. I'll rub it back, bro. I'll actually take risks. Because I'm not gonna die. Like, I'll actually be like, you know what? Yeah. Let me put this money here.
Maybe live forever. Then that's the situation. Maybe. But that's
But die in 5 minutes. Because I'm thinking, I'm like, I want to see my kid grow.
Live forever.
I can't leave him now. Like, I want to see what he becomes. What are you gonna do? 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's going on? I'll put a quick, anybody that I care, put you in a quick group chat, send a nice voice note. I'm out.
He's actually the craziest guy I've ever met. This guy is insane. He says, you say bye in a group chat settings.
I don't have time to go to the shop. You get, I'll slap everybody in the group chat, send my last voice note. Yo, it's all love in it.
There'll be someone you'll be thinking about, should I be in this group chat?
They gotta know. People live forever, man. Cause like, I don't know. Cause like, yeah, but then if everyone's leaving you and everything, but then
I think you did you watch Invincible?
Who's that again?
Do you remember the dad when he was telling the son like everybody will know will die, everybody will die. Cause he's just at a stage where it's not that he doesn't age.
He's still aging.
He ages very slow. So he's gonna take him like
that's terrible.
Yeah. So he watches generation after generation after generation dies. So then he's just said like he's used to it then because his son is telling him like, what about mom? Did you not love mom? He's like, I did love her, but like a pet. So he sees people that he engages with now in life.
Oh, this is Invincible, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He sees people that he engages with now, like as pet format. Like, oh, like you love your dog. One day they're probably gonna die, and it's gonna be sad, but you'll get another dog.
I haven't caught up to that thing yet, man. I need to catch up.
No, I need to catch up as well. I'm like 3 episodes behind.
What's called? Say everything that comes to mind, or never speak again.
I already did that already. I already said everything that's in my head, bro.
I say most of the things that, like, not like directly, but like I speak, I'm a speaker, so I'll probably just say
I'll be saying something that I'm just like, bro, why am I saying this?
Never speak again.
Why?
I don't. The things that come up in my head that I don't say out loud. If I said some of it out loud, I'll be finished.
But you know what you'd be like? You'd be like the one from Orange is the New Black Matter, she doesn't speak at all. And then people just assume things or just put her in. She ends up in a situation that she doesn't want to end up in. And because she doesn't speak.
Oh, yeah. She's just,
okay. Like, I think people were worshipping her at a point.
And someone would be like, you'll do it. Now you can speak back.
I get told enough my facial expressions to say everything I need to say. Because I look at you like you're fucking crazy.
You'll do it. No,
but what if you want to do something and then people are like, oh yeah. And then all you do is put your hand up.
I wanted to say something there.
Or do you put your hand up?
See how, like, Jordan, you know how much in the podcast we delete before the podcast comes on. Imagine we're here and someone's sitting here saying, yeah, you know what, and this new song, like, I fuck with it, whatever. And you're just thinking
that's
to yourself. And you're just thinking to yourself, bro, this guy's music is shit. You're saying it.
Yeah,
straight.
But on that point, Gerard Carmichael is a comedian and Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day. Mm-hmm. And then the following week, Gerard Carmichael was on Breakfast Club. And then he's addressing Charlamagne about this. And Charlamagne's like, it's like, so you're going to apologize now? Charlamagne's like, no. He doubled down on what he said when he said it. So the first encounter of me telling Bounce that song is shit might be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I have the fifth or sixth artist in, it's not, especially if it's like, if Bounce doesn't punch me in the face, I'm like, oh, nothing happened. So you just get used to it. Like, Charlamagne has told many people, this ain't it, y'all. After a while, it doesn't faze him because nothing has happened.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're taking what I'm saying as like, oh.
It might just be some of the shit.
What I'm saying is, say what's in your head. Not say what's in your head, filter it out and say, oh, that wasn't the greatest. Or you know what? I'm saying the thought that comes to your mind, like, this guy's trying fucking nonsense. His music is ass. He can't rap for shit. That's what comes to your mind.
But I wouldn't do a podcast. I wouldn't do a podcast. If I knew that, was the trade I had, I'm not doing a podcast.
The way he said it, it's ass. Why do you get him over then? You know, like, bro, like, it's all messages. Well, sorry,
you have to understand. Like, sometimes you get asked to come, people come on, and you haven't listened to the music until the week of they're about to come on,
really?
And then you listen to the music driving, and you're like, oh, it's not for me.
Guys, you guys
like, sometimes it's not even bad. Sometimes it's like, it's not for me because some people like it.
I just don't.
But there is artists.
Hey, I've seen a couple of people fuck with a couple of people and I'm like,
maybe I'm wrong.
No, no, no. This one, I know I'm not wrong. But if you're fuck with it, if you like it, I love it.
But there was an artist like JLO. I never listened to his show before until the week he was about to come on. And I'm listening to it and I'm like, where has this guy been?
Yeah,
nice. I've never listened
to him. He been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He dropped a new thing,
RZA. He's performing.
He has a party or something, May
17th.
What's called Tida dropped as well. She dropped music. No,
is it Tida. So? Is it Tida?
Tida, I think.
I think it's Tida.
I thought it was like Tada.
Oh,
I don't think it is. I don't know.
Next time I see you somewhere, probably won't.
I was supposed to go to a listening party, but then I just wasn't feeling all that.
She didn't invite me.
Hey, start a podcast and say you should invite me. Right?
No, I spoke to her literally the day after. No, but I didn't even bring it up. I was like,
I saw you had a listening party yesterday.
Literally, I was like,
it's cool though.
Shout out her, shout out people.
Last one. Would you rather fart every time you laugh or never laugh again?
Never laugh again. Are you crazy? Fuck that.
Never laugh again, bro.
I'm all right, bro. I laugh too much, bro.
Never laugh again, bro. That's wild.
Why?
Life would be so boring.
But to be fair, how many times do you actually laugh in a day, especially in your work corporate job? You're not even laughing there.
I'm assuming fake laughs don't count.
So how's the weekend? Oh, you know the little ones. He did this and put it on his face. I didn't really laugh.
Oh, no.
Is that one okay? Is that one count? That's like, okay,
you bust up, you fart, or you never laugh again.
So when you say never laugh again, can you do that? And then
No. You can't do that.
Okay.
You can't even do ha.
So like, wait, so can you smile like,
Yeah, you can smile, but like, you can't laugh.
That's calm then. Yeah. That's all right.
You say that's calm, but too, Jesus. Everybody around you is busting up and you're just doing like.
That's all right, bro.
Yeah,
that's all right.
But then again, if everybody's
busting up and then
you fight in front of everybody, you ruin the mood.
Bro.
Yeah, but hopefully, you laugh loud enough that you cover the fight.
Nah, bro.
I think I'll pick fart every time I laugh. Because honestly, I don't really be laughing that much on a day-to-day, really. Because most of it, I'm at work, I'm not laughing. And if I am laughing on the way to work, it's because I'm listening to a podcast, I'm by myself in the car.
So you'd be farting in the car?
I'm by myself.
I'm going to pick somebody up. I just fart anyhow, just laughing.
Bro. I won't pick anybody up. I'll tell Dave, make it way to Vision.
Guy,
don't go to a comedy show.
Can you hear these up?
If I go to a comedy show, I can be in Gen Pop.
Bro, is that really? I mean, they say laughter is the best medicine and stuff, but really and truly, like, there's medicine too, so it's all right. So you don't even have to.
Oh my God, there's medicine too.
There's medicine too.
Hey, you're not wrong.
Which one would you pick?
As long as it's not like one crazy, like, you know, if it's one of those little farts that if you can, yeah, give it that.
No, has to be a.
To be honest, my farts don't smell. I'm not even messing. Ask anybody, bro. Oh, you never caught me fight.
I'm having the most loud, audacious laugh ever, so I can cover it.
Yeah. The guest is on the podcast. Like, what's wrong with this guy? Why did I show up to record today?
Well, I'm just picturing you. If you're laughing at fighting, yeah, and you did that, I'm like, this guy fighting, bro. I'm like,
well, then again, most of them fresh. What can you really do? You just hope it doesn't smell.
Yeah, that's actually.
You just hope, like, please don't smell, please don't smell, please don't smell. This was really good, Ridge Riders.
Yeah, man, shout out TikTok.
I enjoyed that.
Nah, but.
You tried to enter the game this week?
Yeah, what's called? First of all, the other day, I had to do the episode manually.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, I can't be fucking embarrassed, bro. Yeah.
Last week?
Okay. Like, yeah, like, what's called? Because I had. Essentially, how this works here is we've got AI tools, shout out to AI. Essentially, it takes every mic individually. And it tags it to a camera. So when I'm speaking, it'll show my camera. When you're speaking, it'll show your camera. And then instead of me having to sit there for hours switching cameras manually, it does it for me in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's cool. Then, nice. For some reason, I didn't have the recording. I accidentally deleted it or something like that. So I had to literally go manually do every single one. And it took me fucking forever. And I just could not be bothered.
God forbid.
And that's what I'm charging.
I did that. Do you use Premiere Pro?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. That's long. The first episode, I did it with the pre-drinks. That's what I was doing first. And I said, fuck this shit. And then I think I saw Ron's story one time. I saw you doing like a thing, doing the multicam thing on Premiere Pro. I was like, oh yeah, shit. So I started doing that, and I was like, I can't. But yeah, chopping them, I fucked that, man. Even the multicam thing is long, cause there's the what's that thing called? The Ate Mini. I know they have a different one. I think I know. You guys, anyway, Ron used to have it.
Yeah.
They got the TV and then the Ate Mini, the little thing.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that yet, anyway. But I was trying to get that as well. So yeah, there's that too. But Premiere Pro is long as well, man. I'm trying to use Final Cut Pro. Trying to see if I can use that. See what the story is, cause it's just drag and drop with that one.
Yeah, but even this one, I'll send you the AI thing. Costs like 30 euros a month, nice. And it literally will cut it all up for you, like easy. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
I'm probably gonna use that for, cause I want to record our sets on the 27th. And just like have it like, you know, what's called, cause once it's recorded, the mics are recorded as well. Cause we have those, what's it called? Yeah, we have that anyway. So we're gonna record everything and then see how it looks when we want to see if we want to put it out anyway. So, yeah, that would be nice. I'd like to use that.
I was gonna I actually forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah, I forgot. We tried to the game this week before I say what I want to say. Something to do with me. I just found out that the WNBA players are brokies.
It's just now you're finding out.
Bruv. Like, because they've been, women's sports has been on fire in America, yeah. And I found out like the number one pick gets paid 70 grand a year. She signed a contract that said 250k over 5 years. And I did the math. I'm like, 70 grand a year.
Wait, and you know that's even dollars.
These are broke. You know the ones, they got to charge out to the game.
Wait, so I can flex on
you? I saw something. They said when they finally start making real money, start flying niggas out. That was a trend.
Hey, yo, I'm going to be court side.
Also, then another sports thing. Ryan Garcia, he looked like he was. It's his boxing. He looks like
crazy, yeah.
Crazy, and he won. So Devin Haney charged that to the game.
Yeah, that's my guy chugged a fucking beer.
On the way. On the way. I was like, all right.
I was like, oh, okay. So you're doing the John Jones, just not in private.
Just in front of people's faces. Calm. Charge it. So I think those are the two things I'm charging to the game this week. I want to ask something here. Have you man's ever gone through a life event or saw someone going through a life event and after they've gone through, like, it could have been a loss of someone, a heartbreak, and I found out, like, the person you knew before or the person you were before this event, it was never the same. And is there a way to capture that person back? Because we always talk about, like, oh, my artist doesn't make music like he used to before. Like, oh, he's changed. Yeah. But then they say, like, I'm not at that stage in life anymore. But sometimes, not always, people just grow sometimes and it does not do anything dramatic. But I'm asking you guys, have you guys ever witnessed someone or yourselves go through anything in life that you look back at an event and be like, since then, I've never really been the same version of me, or my friend or family member has never been the same version of them since that event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's shit we can talk about in the pod.
Okay. Yeah, for real.
Like, some, you know, real life should be happening, but yeah, nah.
Yeah, because like, then my thing was like, is there a way to capture that old person version of the person, or is it just accepting that like, that person will never be, and this is, it's better to accept this new version of them.
I think that person, that version of that person is just gone.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, and I know the part of it that, the thing that I've always heard is like, when somebody passes, like a good friend or like a family member or whatever, and it's like, I'm just trying to be the old me again, and people are like, you're never going to be that person again. Yeah. And the quicker that you accept that you're never going to be that person again, the quicker you'll be able to just get back on track in life.
Yeah, and people that meet you probably meet that version of you, and some people that probably knew you before that are always gonna wonder like, oh, what happened to you?
Even to be honest, even without traumatic events,
yeah,
I look at the person I was when I was 20. I'm so far from that person now, and like sometimes you romanticize that person. Like, I wish I could do this, like, but you don't really need to.
Mm.
And like, I remember one therapist one time told me, was like, it sounds like you had to be that person to live back then or to survive back then.
Yeah.
But you're not in that situation anymore, so you don't have to be that person. Mm. And then I think that's when you start, like, okay, like, let's say when you were in the streets, like, you might have got your heart broken when you were younger. Now you're like, I don't trust women, fuck this, fuck that. You start acting a certain way. And then now you're married with a kid. You can't be moving the same women, blah blah. Yeah. You better trust that woman at home.
Yeah, you can just have that same ego that you're carrying around in your 20s, which is, for example, you're saying that ego is just to protect yourself from being hurt again. Mm-hmm. Like, you just did, you felt a pain that your first heartbreak, you've never felt it. You've never recognized it.
You know, you're grabbing your chest trying to touch the pain. It's not working.
You fell on your knees at Walmart when you saw her in a BMW. Ah! You just fell on your knees at Tesco. So yeah. Now you're trying to you're just protecting, you're guiding yourself. And sometimes, to your point, is that self-guard can also become harmful.
Is the thing.
Yeah.
I always say, trying to focus on not becoming something makes you that yeah, thing. It's really weird. No, but like, you're so afraid of getting your heart broken, you start acting in a way with someone you just met.
And it's because you're acting that way that makes me not want to be around you.
Yeah.
Now
you're heartbroken again.
Now you're heartbroken again.
It's like people that say, I don't want to be like my mom or I don't want to be like my dad or whatever. And then they turn out to be.
Exactly.
I remember I was watching Succession. At the end, the sister, she did not want to be just the son of a powerful man, the wife of a powerful man. Mm. That she'd spend the whole series trying to be the powerful person. So she didn't have to be the wife of a powerful person. End of the episode, guess what happens? Person that gets her pregnant takes over the company. So now she's the partner of the powerful person. Yeah, I was only thinking that because I was listening to the words you had, and they said there was another part that said that, and the girl, she lost her parent. She lost her dad. And the grief was so much that 2 weeks later, she left her husband. Now she's better partner. She does only fans with that partner. So whatever side of her went with her dad changed completely. Like, we did a 180 on the person she was because she was married with a kid and she was living a good life. Then it made me think, I'm like, do we all go through certain things that just change us, and whatever version of us that existed before, we just have to kind of accept that, like, I can't keep chasing that version because I'm not going to be there. And I know we do with our favorite artists. Yeah, make music, Kanye, make College Dropout again. Kanye, make My Dark Twisted Fantasies. But he probably physically cannot, because the person that made those songs probably doesn't exist.
Yeah, I hear that.
Probably doesn't exist.
But someone give The Weeknd some drugs, man. Because yeah. I need that.
And also, that guy needs to come back. Kanye killed me.
I was actually taking a chance when he said, ask that question.
Yeah, but Chance is divorced now. Maybe.
Maybe.
No. But, I mean, because, okay, so I might have shared something recently. I think, because he dropped some Chance. And they were like, yeah, man, heartbroken Chance is back.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Because, like, people are not in the year for that kind of stuff anymore. Like, if people, because there's like him, yeah, there was like Schoolboy Q, there was kind of ASAP Rocky.
Yeah.
Those type of artists that they were a lot more like, you know, their persona. They put their persona in their stuff. And that stuff doesn't fly as much anymore. Like, you can throw it back into the music, but yeah, it's very, very finicky. Like, Schoolboy Q came back, took an album, and it was actually pretty good, but still, it's not received too much, but his fans love it. I like it. Yeah. It's good with you, but I don't know what Chance is going to do now. But yeah. I heard that, I was like, nah, man.
Even us podding, we could be talking in a way where it relates to a demographic when they're that age. Me and you, I get married, I have a kid. You eventually get married, have a kid. You're thinking, we can't talk like we're talking when we're 25. So people are wanting us to give them the podcast we gave them when we were three at the back. And we're just like, that's not where our mind is at.
For the right person.
But it could come across as inauthentic. You ever see that old guy that you're like, they're saying about Drake, Joe Budden. It's like, you're seeing this 36-year-old guy that with a kid hanging out with Sexy Red. Just like, bruv, is this where you are in life still at this age, or?
Yeah, you know what though?
I don't think he wants to hang out with Sexy Red.
No, but this is the thing. You know what I think?
Yeah. It's what Kanye said. Well, he's on a deal. He's on a long life deal. I think he has to keep dropping tapes. I don't think he has to keep dropping albums or projects.
Sorry, you were saying?
Sorry, go on.
No. What's good? You know, with stuff like that, yeah. Like, because I always look at what people say that we should be doing at certain ages of lives and whatever. And then I can't remember when I clocked it. I was like, a couple of years ago, I was like, Usher is in his 40s. 50s is almost, is in his 50s, if not. Mm-hmm. Jay's in his 50s. 50s.
No, he's not.
Or it's close to it.
50s, they're definitely 44, 45.
Like all the people that we found as quote unquote cool or whatever. Yeah. The same, if like, okay, like when we were like 15 and shit like that, Wayne and them were in their late 20s, and early 30s. You get what I'm saying? Sorry. But if you go to church now, that auntie that's 28, she's an auntie. But for some reason, Lil Wayne is the coolest thing ever. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, where's the line? Where's the line of what you should be doing and what you could be doing? And it's like, it just feels like, even look at the likes of, like, I think Alan Shearer is the same age as my mom.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I agree with everything you're saying. There is an expectation of, like, when you go through a life-changing event, like such as having a kid, we expect the subject matter, and you're right, that's why it's putting our expectation on Drake. We're expecting you to, like, you should give us a more introspective album into what it's like to be a father. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
he wants
we're
to
just
put
our expectations on
Drake. Yeah, because
the guy was just said
as well. Even like certain things, like, you know the way that African parents, they're super judgy about, like, I remember when I was first out of uni and whatever, and I was trying to go get a job, and I had like a high top with faded around, and mom was like, "What's that? They're gonna look at you like this. They're gonna look at you like this, kind of irresponsible and all that kind of shit." Then I got there, and bro, manager had a fucking skull tatted right here.
Yeah,
but it's just like
different.
Yeah. Why can't I have a high top? Like, or I remember when I said I was gonna pierce my ears. And people started looking at me like I had a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
I was like, why can't I do that?
If I want to pierce my ear down, would you not say
Let's go back to Drake, though. Like, okay, it's all right. No, no.
Yeah, but you're not
there
that
is
guy,
a window. There is a window. To
but you're not. But you're not that guy.
I know what I'm saying. Like, again, that's expectations. Like, oh, you're not that guy. You're 30. You have a kid. You, if you get your ears pierced in, there's something up. I'm not going to get my ear pierced, but people have also that expectation.
Yeah, but okay, but like that's like what's called. That's like you saying you want to go fucking. You want to go drinking in the fields at fucking 30, bro. Come on,
but that's hey what man,
that's not like a vibe,
to your
bro.
Point, you're saying there is
that's a vibe, man. Come on.
But to your point is you are saying.
You know what I hear?
You are saying there is a cutoff for certain things at a certain age, like at certain whatever age it is, like 18, 19, 20, whatever. There's a certain age that you don't expect someone to go to the field and go drink.
But is there
a cutoff? Is not too bad. Bro.
It's not a cutoff. It's us thinking that there has to be a cutoff. Like okay,
yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Going to the fields and drink. That's calm, bro.
Because technically. It's a picnic.
Your comments, if it's bad, it's a picnic. Yeah,
the sun is back out. If I wanted to go, it's just how you look doing it at this age. Because if you do it, like, if you and your missus have a blanket, you have a couple of gargles in the field,
yeah.
People think like, oh, that's a cute date. That's a cute date.
Or if the boys, yeah. Yeah.
Leo Varadkar was up topless at last year, drinking with the boys.
To be fair. I'm not trying to see all that.
Really?
Don't tell me that you run the country and I'm seeing you locked in the field.
I hear it.
Bro, like, there was one show, my mom watches these UK old people shows and stuff sometimes. I was looking at one, there was this old folks like 60 or 80. They were on the tractor, they was having the fun. I just drive around the tractor and shout like.
That's about enjoyment.
Sorry, you wanted something about Drake?
Oh yeah, sorry. Back to him. Okay, so, hanging with sex rate is fine. That's all right. The shit that guy talking about for the dogs only and stuff. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't want to say maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe because the album concept is about like, you know, for the single fellas or something. I don't even know. But the kind of stuff he's talking about there, I'm like, shut up, man.
Why though? Why?
Like he sounds like a kid. He's talking about like sneak, like going up to a girl's room. He's talking about that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know which song particularly, but there's some I listened to it, driving up to Calvin, and I'm skipping some song. I'm like, bro, I can't. Like
I don't want that from you.
Yeah,
little baby can give me this kind of song.
Like someone analyzes this perfectly. Yeah, like 50. Like, example is 50. Like he had his 5-year run with rap, cool, and then he knows his fans have grown up, and he drops Power, and he does stuff like that because he goes into that. He actually grows with his what he is, and he does that kind of stuff. But I don't know, Drake maybe likes the music, but if he's still giving us kind of content, bro, come on, like if you drop the music, we're growing as well. Like,
I think was it you that said it to me? No, it wasn't you that said it to me. Someone I heard it somewhere else. It says, you have to think, we've met Drake when we were 15, and we like that Drake and 15, and everybody meets there's a new 15-year-old that's meeting.
So he still wants to he still wants to be meeting.
Maybe
he wants to.
I'm not saying it's intentional, but then you just have to think that like we met him where we were, and maybe we've grown past that. Some people are just getting to that stage of we were when we met him, and now they're meeting that Drake.
He's doing a good job at it anyway.
Also, like I always say, Drake is the pinnacle of a rapper, like of what rappers are. And they always say rap is a young man's game. And where do you need to be? You need to be in the streets. You need to be outside. You need to be clubbing. You need to be all that. And what the people that are probably around you are the 21, 22-year-olds that are in that phase of life where they're going out every weekend. They're doing this. They're doing that. So it kind of makes sense. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? Like, obviously, we had to grow up a lot quicker because we can't be doing that and having to go do 9-to-5 and have to do kind regards on Monday. So for us, it might slap a little different. So like, you know that you're driving from Balbriggan to Cavan, but you know tomorrow you have your 9-to-5. You're not thinking about going up to this 21-year-old girl's room after a full night of clubbing. You're just not there.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm
saying? You have to understand, hip hop is 50. So hip hop is like, still very predominantly young. Like that's the subject matter of the 444, the Mr. Morales is going to be new because we're only getting the 50-year-olds and hip-hoppers and Jay-Z.
Shit, yeah,
this is the first time we have, not the first time, but this is like, it's rare that we've had fathers and family men and da da da, we've had men with women, we've had men with baby daddies, but perhaps now we're seeing hip-hop and they're like, Kendrick is going therapy. And this is, hip hop has not been done like this, and it might not hit now. But 444, when kids get a bit older, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I still like this kind of music, but I can't relate to what Drake
is. So he's going to keep putting out.
You have to catch up.
So with the age and everything, he's going to purposely put out the toxic stuff that obviously you should be growing out of. He's going to keep putting that out because he knows that's how to cater to a 15-year-old fan base because they like that stuff.
No, and also, I think it's just like
those things are easy and digestible. To
I know they
like,
are. They are.
But Drake is like I always say about Drake. Drake is the guy that will give you music for every situation. He'll give you a music song that you can just fuck it. Let me just vibe and listen to that while I drive. Give you a song that you can like turn up to. And also to be the biggest artist in the world, you have to constantly reinvent yourself, which he does very very. Excuse me, which he does very very well. Do you get what I mean? Like he.
Look, I'm not Drake anyway. Like,
do you like Drake?
Huh?
Do you like Drake?
I like some of his songs. Look,
why is it so cool for people to hate Drake? Just say yes with your chest.
Now, let me tell you something. When the way he was coming out, I was not with it.
Was he part of your top five?
Never
be
with it. No, I mean, oh,
your personal top.
That was some rubbish. That was some rubbish because it was featured songs that were top.
It doesn't matter. It's that's Drake, bro.
Allow, man. Allow.
Oh, he's actually never in my top five. Yeah. I like Drake rapping. I just like for all the dogs and what that flipping. Fall Dog was good.
Certified Lover Boy.
No, not certified. The one after.
After that. Her loss.
Never mind.
Oh, I understand my mind. See, yeah, it did something on that tape. There's one song that was like, ooh, sticky. When I heard that, I said, ooh, like that was something.
That's H&M music, man.
Yeah. But he's played the beef.
I mean, he was doing that tape. That's the kind of stuff that like, I can hear anywhere. And it's still kind of cold. Not kind of, it is cold. It was cold. Sticky was cold. But like, no, like, I respect him. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And I, but like, I know when he came out with Take Care, that kind of stuff. I was not with it. I just liked it because it was Lil Wayne's boy. That's the reason I liked him. Well, except for that, I was like, I don't like.
Yeah, I liked him because I thought he was gonna. I thought he was gonna be the singing guy on rap hooks. Like he was gonna like be the guy that they go to if you need a hook. Remember, T-Pain
was that.
And then after he just what Drake became, I didn't see that. Like,
I think when he started switching up, I started like it anymore. Because then what was it? Was it If You're In This Too Late or around that? Like he went gym.
Just became big. Apparently,
you
got a BBL.
BBL Drake. You look like a man.
BBL Drizzy, you know.
But then we're gonna try something to the game as well. I think this was funny. Yeah. This shit was funny. Because so out of all my events that I've done, I think a lot of them have been good. I think two have kind of been a bit like techie. But the one with Slime Motive, I won just by myself. This was recent. It was March 9th. So basically, we're leaving the studio, like I said earlier. But I booked out 3 days to use event space. Mm. So I had this 3 days to use event space. And the only dates that were available, goddamn, 9th of March, but that was DLT, was happening at that time. So I was like, I just want to just DJ because I think it's right now. I like having a big space to. It helps a lot because either that or I just DJ in my room or in Pirate. And Pirate is expensive. Well, not expensive, but the fact you have to pay for it is a bit long. And my room as well. I'm scary as like, you get me. So I was also using that space. I was like, if people are around, they can pull up. And only six people came. That shit was gas, bro. Six people came, man. It was so funny. Yeah. I was like,
but it was a shit event. At least only six people heard.
No, and I was gasping because I got beer drinks from like old, like either from leftover from sponsors or pre-drink show as well. So we just put in the ice and just left it there. And then like I think two people that like were Slime Motif, and then the rest just like, oh yeah, sure, okay. And then actually, girl, that like, gas. But it was good because like, we just went to. I think went to DLT after party afterwards.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a little like prees and anyway, so it was like, it was nice. But I was just, I was doing what I wanted to do, DJ anyway, so that was calm. But yeah, six people came. That like, I was laughing like afterwards, like, this is gas. No, six or eight anyway.
Only 10.
But yeah, that was charge that to the game, but it's not really a charge. It was a funny moment anyway.
But yeah, I think, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about Bounce today or?
I've said everything.
What's going on? Look, make sure you like, share, subscribe, hit that sub button, hit that like button, leave a comment for us if you're listening on any of the audio platforms. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to just leave a review. Make sure it's 5 stars.
Yeah.
Full stop. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. What's called? Boys got an event on the 27th?
So Saturday.
Saturday.
And what's upcoming called? Musicians and videographers, anybody that works with producers, anyone that works with music, we've got a panel discussion on 24th, 6:30 Wednesday in the same studio as well.
Yeah.
If you can pull up. It's free as well. That one is free.
What's called? And also, what's called? Briggs Goat, friend of the pod, 5 Palm Entertainment.
Oh, yes.
Gala on the 1st of June.
Oh, June, sure.
Yeah,
he has two events, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he has another. I think there's another event on, I want to say the 17th or the 18th of May.
Abs is pushing his brand. Shout out Abs.
Look, nice, man, the branding is there for the people, the boys, everyone. Look, man, live, love, life, all that nonsense.
Yeah. And if you made it to the end of this pod and you didn't like anything that we said today, well, you can charge.
Bang, bang.
Thank you for listening.